away from you? Or?
I was trying to hold the ball back. I was throwing a route. The guy jumped it and trying to hold on to it, and it slipped out of my hand. Unfortunate play.
Have you ever had anything like that happen? It was kind of screwy, going off a guy's helmet?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes when your arm gets going and you try to hold it back, stuff like that, I mean, it can come out. We tried to hold on to it, and got a perfect bounce off the helmet right into his hands.
Andy, it seemed offensively it was kind of a story of two games. You had the first drive and the rest of the way. What was working so well for you guys on that first drive, running the ball, and what adjustments do you think were made that made sustaining drives the rest of the way a long play?
Yeah, I mean, we did run the ball really well that first drive. We got... And we had the momentum going. We were, executing the plays really well. And, later on in the game, I mean, it wasn't clicking the way it should have. We've got to find ways to keep getting the first downs, keep running the ball, and completing the ball on in the passing game. Too many errors in the passing game today.
Is what they did. How did they take AJ out of the game?
They were definitely knew where he was. They were running to him on different things. But we got to be better in the passing game. We've got to find ways to get our guys the ball. And when we have those chances, we've got to hit them. I know I've got to do a better job of putting it on our guys. No, I mean, we want to beat them every time we play them. There's no sense of, if we can't beat them this year. No, it's not the attitude that we're going to have. I don't think anybody would play this game if that was their attitude. We want to beat anybody that we're playing. And, we were in a tight game today. And we've got to find a way to come out and come out on top. We've got to find a way to put another drive together. We've got to... do whatever it takes to win these games, to get up and to keep the momentum going. And it hurt us today. We weren't able to do that. And that they made more plays than we did, and we can't have that.
And did you feel any different about this team when you were 3-1 as opposed to now after losing 3 straight?
Yeah, I think we lost a little momentum. We had a lot of things going for us, and now we've lost 3 straight. We've got to find a way to turn it around, and we've got to take the bye week and the week after to come out and turn things around. We're capable on this team. We've got a lot of good players. It's just we've got to, like I was saying, we've got to do whatever it takes to win these games. We're in it to the end, but we're not getting it done. We've got to find a way to turn that around. Yeah, we only took a couple shots today. The one that was the corner barely got a tip on it. Would have been to AJ, and that we didn't take very many shots today.
Is that because of what they were doing or the way they were playing?
I think that's kind of part of it, and they were playing a little bit soft on some of our guys to take a chance of throwing it deep.
You talked about the turnover late in the first half. What happened? How big of a play momentum-wise do you think that was in this game?
I mean, it was big. You can't have things like that happen, especially as we started to move the ball. We got a chance to go down and at the end of the half and either get points or leave the score where it was. And it definitely. Definitely hurts to have something like that happen. Not just the ball come out of your hand, but have it intercepted and they get points.
You think,
know, where do you go from here? I mean, it's you know, they're 3-4 now. They had a chance to jump on the Steelers tonight. And, you know, where do you guys go?
There's a lot of the season left. We still got 9 games, and so our focus is going to be one game. We got to win one, and that's going to be our focus going into these next 2 weeks. Is we've got to win. I mean, there's a lot of the season left. We still have time. There's no giving up on this team. I think that's our biggest thing is we've got to practice better. We've got to have, a great week, come out and play well in the game.
How much of an Andy do you think is thinking of this as turning it around as mental as opposed to going out there practicing and getting better? Because it sounds like you're just trying to draw this team's emotion at this point and try to get better that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. Mentally, you've got to be sharp because you've got to be able to handle everything that goes on, not just throughout the game, but throughout the season. So, we have to be mentally tough to handle this. It's unfortunate. Yeah, we've lost 3 in a row now. We've got to do, we've got to be mentally strong enough to handle it, to turn things around. And we have the team to do that.
Yeah.